Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of using your Mac as an external Bluetooth keyboard to your iOS device. Whether your iOS device be an iPad, an iPhone, or an iPod Touch. And basically the way it works is that you pair your Mac with your iOS device, of course turning Bluetooth on your Mac and making your Mac discoverable so that both your iOS and Mac devices can pair with each other. Then you go to the Mac App Store and download an application called Type to Phone, which is all one word, T-Y-P-E-T-O-P-H-O-N-E. Run the application on your Mac, and once you go into the application and turn VoiceOver off on your Mac, whatever you type into that application, the Type to Phone application, will then appear in an edit field on your iOS device, such as Notes, etc. You can also use the navigation features of VoiceOver also on your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. Sometimes it gets a little bit messy and the keys don't often work, but it definitely does work. So let me say basically that I've got my MacBook Pro turned on, VoiceOver is running, I've already paired my Mac to, in this case, my iPhone 4S. I've downloaded and installed the application, and I just want to show you a couple of things about the application before I demonstrate it to you. So let's first of all start on the Mac by going to the desktop with Shift VOD. Of course, the VO keys being the control and option keys for VoiceOver. So Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop Macintosh HD volume.
Okay, now let me go to my applications folder to get into Type to Phone.
Applications window.
I'm just going to type in TYP.
Type to phone.app. Type to phone window. David's VA iPhone button.
Okay, now I've basically set up this so that it automatically reconnects on launch to my iPhone in this case. So if I do command comma to bring up preferences.
Preferences window. Automatically reconnect upon launch. Check checkbox.
Okay, so I've checked on automatically reconnect at launch. So every time I run the Type2Go application, it reconnects automatically to my iPhone. You may not wish to do that, so you can definitely have it unchecked, which I believe it is by default, because you can actually set up Type2Phone to use a number of different iOS devices, i.e. the iPad, the iPhone, or the iPod Touch. So basically I've got mine only using at the moment with my iPhone, since I use my iPhone the most. So let me just do Command W to close that preferences window.
Type to phone window. David's VA iPhone.
Okay, now I've currently got VoiceOver running, so I'm going to turn it off on my Mac.
VoiceOver off.
And if I now press my right arrow key on my Mac keyboard.
Clock.
Okay, there's my iPhone.
Reminders.
And of course, as you can hear, I've got my hints turned off.
Settings. Notes.
Now what I find is when you do two keys at once, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So if I wanted to select my Notes application, of course, with Quick Nav, it's up and down arrow together. So I'll do that now.
Notes. Notes.
Notes. 7.
Okay, now as you can tell, the first time I did that, it just said Notes again. It was only the second time that it actually activated me pressing the up and down arrow keys. So let me just press my right arrow key.
Notes. Add button.
Okay, to the Add button. Again, up and down to select it on the Mac keyboard, of course.
Add. Note. Text field.
Okay, now I find when I'm typing, I like to turn Quick Nav off. So I'll do that now on the Mac keyboard. So that course with Quick Nav to turn it off, it's left and right arrow together.
Quick Nav off.
Okay, so Quick Nav's off. Okay, so I type in a test sentence. This.
This is a test of an
app on my Mac. Talking
to my
iPhone. Okay, new line. David.
David.
Okay, I'm just going to press the up arrow.
David. New line. Talking to my iPhone. This is a test of an app on my Mac.
Okay, so that's purely me using my MacBook keyboard to type into the Notes app on my iPhone. Okay, so let me just show you quickly how you can paste text from your Mac onto an app in your iPhone. So I'm just going to do Command A.
Select all.
Okay, press delete.
Selection deleted.
Got rid of that. I'm going to turn VoiceOver back on my Mac.
VoiceOver on. Type 2 phone. Type 2.
Command Tab to get the text edit.
Text edit. Text edit.
And I just typed in the Quick Brown Fox and other stuff just for something silly to paste. So I'm going to do Command A to copy everything.
The Quick Brown Fox jumped over.
Okay, and then Command C to copy the clipboard.
Copy.
And Command Tab to get back to type to phone.
Type to phone. Type to phone.
And I don't need VoiceOver running on my Mac again, so Command F5 turn VoiceOver off.
VoiceOver off.
And to paste it, it's not Command V, it's actually Shift Command V. Okay, now because the cursor's now moved down towards the bottom, or is at the bottom of that text I've just pasted, it's up arrow to go back up.
The end period, new line. Come to the aid of party. Now is the time for all good men to. The quick one FX jumped over tell AZD.
Misspelled.
Didn't quite type it in properly, but never mind. So that's basically how to copy and paste stuff to the iPhone. So some other special functions you can do with type to phone. Let me first of all turn VoiceOver back on the Mac.
Command VoiceOver on. Type to phone. Type to phone.
So let me go to the menu bar with VOM or Control Option M.
Menu bar, Apple.
Come over to the special menu.
Type to phone.
So VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
File, edit, view, special.
Okay, VO down arrow, Control Option arrow.
Special, menu, function keys, submenu.
Okay, you can activate function keys, down again.
Consumer keys, submenu.
Consumer keys, underneath that you've got VO spacebar, Control Option.
Consumer keys, submenu, brightness down.
Okay, you've got brightness down, and of course I'm going to do VO down arrow, Control Option down to go through this menu.
Brightness up.
Brightness up.
Lock.
Lock the iPhone.
Home.
Press the home button on the iPhone.
Toggle keyboard.
Toggle keyboard.
Skip backward.
Skip backwards.
Play/pause.
Play/pause.
Skip forward.
Skip forward, and of course that's to do with the music up on your iPhone, iPad or iPod Touch.
Mute.
Mute.
Volume down.
Volume down or.
Volume up.
Volume up. So for example, let's go back up to home.
Volume, mute, skip for, skip back, toggle key, home.
Okay, and let's activate home by doing VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Home.
Notes.
Okay, and there we go. I actually got back to my home screen out of the Notes application by activating it via the Type to Phone application running on my Mac. So that's a really quick demonstration of using the Type to Phone application on the Mac to type into my iOS device. I find it makes me a little bit more efficient because really I can keep my hands on my keyboard and use two devices at the same time. All I really have to do is toggle VoiceOver on and off on the Mac to be able to type in to type to phone to then navigate on my iPhone. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adapter Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.